It's time for your 30-minute friend.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to your 30-minute friend. I'm your host, Daniel Webb, and today's friend is Ever Maynard.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me.
I see, I told you my dog would calm down. Mm-hmm. Ever is one of my absolute favorite comedians in town.
Thank you. Likewise.
Oh, shut up. Thank you for coming. you're one of my faves. You're from Texas. Mm-hmm. What part of Texas?
Little River.
And where's Texas? Little River?
It is in between Dallas and Austin, outside of Temple, but rural. You take old 95.
Yeah.
Old Highway 95.
I just drove to Texas for Christmas.
Ooh.
I know. I actually loved it. And I came in through the Panhandle, which have you ever driven in like from New Mexico on 40, I-40?
I did one road trip, but we didn't go through the Panhandle. We just went straight across. Mm. Panhandle is like Lubbock area, right?
True.
And go down.
Yeah, like Amarillo. And
Yeah.
So the minute you cross the border, there are you going to heaven or hell? Billboards or Jesus know you? And then gun sales.
I saw a lot of gun sales.
Isn't that crazy?
And then I think because we're surrounded by so many guns in Texas growing up, you're like, this is normal.
Totally.
But then when I went back home at the Dollar Tree,
no.
They had not real guns, but like for children, like lifelike machine guns.
Totally, yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's an illness. Like, I loved those guns growing up, but now I'm like, that's not...
That's like healthy.
That's a killing weapon.
Well, did you ever go to like Cavender's, those stores?
Excuse me. Oh, I made my parents take me to Cavender's Boot City.
I actually just went to the, they have like a depot. It's the factory store in...
Where?
It's fucking the Panhandle, some shitty weird little town up there. I know.
I bet it was so cool.
I got jeans, and I was trying on boots real fast. I looked like a meth head or something because I was like in a hurry, you know? I was like, I want to get back to California, and the weather was bad.
It snows up there, sleets.
Well, in Callahan's and Cavender's too, they have like little toy sections.
Oh, yeah.
Where they sell guns. Well, toy guns.
Toy guns?
Toy gun. That is my favorite. I don't have guns in my family, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Or your gun?
We have a back porch gun.
Whoa.
And for snakes. We
Wait.
Keep it by the back door.
Can you shoot a snake?
Yeah. We've
like,
shot two.
Hit it?
I can't, but my dad can.
Okay.
But I grew up shooting guns for fun.
But what kind of snake do you shoot?
Rattlesnake.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you see him in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so
describe a shooting.
I've never been there. I've only seen the photos and heard my mom be incredibly horny afterwards.
It's that rattle, man. It's your blood
Ooh,
going.
He shot that snake.
Yes,
it's like, Mom, I'm going to go. I think I'm interrupting something here.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But they're not
Ooh,
like
snake season again.
Honey, I think I see a snake in the backyard again.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
He just gets so angry and frightened and he shoots that snake.
With what kind of gun?
Like a shotgun.
Fuck.
Yeah. You know, I never learned. I just know, like, handgun.
Yeah.
This is how ignorant and dumb. I'm like, handgun, shotgun, and a rifle.
Me too. I know nothing. I would be the first to shoot my dick off before being able to, like, aim for anything, like an intruder.
You know Dirty Harry's gun? Clint Eastwood?
I've shot that.
Me too!
That's, like, the only gun I've shot.
Oh,
seriously.
My gosh.
At Red's in Austin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
My uncle bought the replica to have.
Really?
We shot in a field.
It actually, it felt great.
Because my hand flew back.
Well, yeah, I pinched myself with the stupid, what do you call it?
The hammer?
Yeah, because I held it wrong, of course. Ooh. And so when it snapped back, it got my, so when I shot it, I went ow! Because like, it snagged me right there. But
it's painful.
It did. I've done a shotgun where you nest it in your shoulder.
Yep.
That was not fun. I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah, because it pops back.
But that was on the lake, you know, just shooting at water.
I will say I have gone shooting clay pigeons for sport.
Did you hit them?
Yeah, a few.
Really?
But I'm used to shooting like tin cans, road signs, mailboxes.
I did. There was a beer can BB shootout at like a New Year's Eve party.
That's fun.
But not guns. I've shot an AR-15. Yes.
Wow.
Some dude who actually was later busted that his military time was a lie. I don't actually know the follow-up on it, but all of his stories apparently were not true. Anyway, yeah, it's a fishy story. But he did have all these old guns, and he took us to this area out by the airport. Like this
in LA or Texas?
In Texas. But very close to the Austin airport. Yes.
Well, to be fair, there were. When I landed, I don't know when the last time you went back to Austin, expanded.
Yeah, it's big.
I was like, this is sad. A lot of track homes.
It used to be a little country town, and it's not anymore, which is sad. But they, so it was this kind of unincorporated little patch of land right by the airport, and it was just a few people in trailers with, like, Kubotas, you know, or, like, kind of golf carty things. And there we were shooting at some old dishwasher that they'd parked out in the yard and someone drew a target on. And just these old army dudes would come by and like we all had earbuds, you know, because we're wusses and can't take it. And these old army dudes like brr, 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 and like whatever do it and be like, I just missed the sound and then walk away. It was crazy.
I just missed the sound.
Seriously. And they were like, they didn't, you know, they knew that some light in the loafers dude had come on their property. I was like,
yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with them having a gun.
Get away from me.
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, so wait. Because, you know, Rick Perry he has a story that he shot a snake with a little pistolette that he carries when he jogs.
He would have a pistolette.
Oh, no, that's just it. No, the legend is he shot a coyote with his pistolette.
Oh, my God.
Because he was jogging in his gated community. Okay, here's the whole story. The governor's mansion burned down.
Okay.
And so Rick Perry, the governor of Texas at the time, needed a place to live while they rebuilt it. So he found a $10,000 a month mansion in a gated community where he stayed for like years. It was in that gated community that he was jogging with bodyguards, armed bodyguards. They saw a coyote and he pulled out his laser guided pistolette and shot him. And so the number one question is, why do you have a laser guided pistolette on your armed guard jog? And it's because Rick Perry is, quote, afraid of snakes. I just love that.
I mean, to be fair, so am I.
But gross. I know. Could you shoot a snake with a laser-guided pistolette?
Of course, if it's laser-guided.
Wait, does that solve part of the... Does that help?
To the aim.
On a snake?
Yeah.
That's a moving target,
but you have... Well, it... Okay, so apparently... So we've shot two snakes. Two big daddies.
Two rattlers.
Two big snakes. And one of them got slithered under the porch. I talk about it on stage.
Yes.
It was a saga.
I believe. I love it.
And my dad couldn't shoot it.
Because
it got away. Got under the porch.
Uh-huh.
So they waited a few days. Then it slithered back out. It ate, or killed rather. Well, tried to eat most of the chickens.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like in one sitting, or does it just strike and come back and strike and come back?
Well, we found two. My parents found two dead chickens.
Uh-huh.
But looked like they were striped. But they were big hens. So I don't think he could eat. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if it got scared
they
or what.
They just suck the blood, right?
I think they eat it.
Oh, like, yeah, like that. Gross.
Fat ass.
Hashtag snake fetish.
Fat ass.
Oh, fat ass.
Oh, fetish. Okay, you're horny too now.
Sorry.
On these laser guided pistols.
Anything with a net at the end of it.
My dad shot it, and my mom was like, it just popped up into the air. Oh, he kept shooting it.
Jesus, he kept spraying his load. God. Snake porn.
Got Wait. Him. But they're like over 4.5 feet.
But they're skinny though.
No, they're big.
Like
if they're over, I mean, depending on the season, because
like
they hibernate.
This?
It was big because like, I saw photos.
Like a 10, okay, like a
thicker than this water bottle.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because if they're over 4.5 feet, I mean, they've survived.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of them, my dad shot right in the head.
Jesus Christ.
From the back porch.
Wow.
Yeah. Psychopath.
And then what? And then what do? You make a belt out of the snake? What do you do?
I asked if they kept the rattles, and my mom said she got too scared and threw them away.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like old bad folklore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I would make little like braids out of them or earrings.
I would have done something,
Artie. Those are my loud neighbors.
Oh, don't worry.
Are they inside or outside?
Well, we better get the laser guided.
Well, I live in Thai Town, and there are these old Thai guys that live in my building, and I love them. They're loud as shit. They smoke cigarettes on the front porch. Oh, they laugh. They come around here and like barbecue at any time of day. They're just loud. I like them though.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they're sweet. One Thai New Year's is in April. And the neighborhood blows up, but the whole like building blows up. It's super fun.
Oh, that's fun.
So my aunt lived in a trailer in Crum, Texas, behind a car dealership.
Where's Crum, Texas?
It's just kind of DFW adjacent.
Okay.
But it's where Lyle Lovett's from.
Okay.
Crum, Texas. I think it's KR.
North, east. I'm trying to place it.
Well, let's look it up.
Oh, yeah. I guess we do have... I have a phone. Okay, so she lived with Lyle Lovett.
She's from where Lyle Lovett's from. It's this tiny, shitty little place. She literally lived in a trailer that they'd grounded, you know, so it was no longer trail.
Mm.
And it was more hidden behind a car dealership.
Cool.
As opposed to, I think, them paying property taxes or anything like that. So KRUM Crum, Texas, mm-hmm. is just kind of northwest of Denton. There you go, Denton okay. adjacent. but very country. And they had two dogs, Frank and Abbott. Abbott was this little dusty white dog, like Toto, but white. And Frank was this beautiful brown, like, I don't know, hunting dog. He was gorgeous, like a brown lab looking thing. Something that swims and catches ducks or whatever.
Ooh, a real man's man.
Man's dog, Frank. And he was so smart. You could go, Frank, go lay in the shade. And he would go lay in the shady part of the yard.
Wow.
Smart dog, right? And they had chickens. And so one day, the chickens, this is my aunt's story, one chicken came up missing. And they found Frank. And you know, the rule is you tie the dead chicken around the dog's neck so it won't kill any more chickens.
Oh, I wish I would have known that. I have a chicken dog story. Okay, but so.
Have you heard that?
No, I've never heard
that. So if your dog kills a chicken, you tie the dead chicken around its neck to thwart it or deter it from wanting to be around that ever again, right? Mm-hmm. So they did it for a day. They untied the dead chicken the next day. And then the next day after that, another dead chicken showed up. So they tied that chicken to Frank for a week. And then after a week, they took the chicken off and then another chicken showed up dead, right? No. So my aunt is literally beating this dog with the third dead chicken, thinking this will finally get it through his brain. And Abbott, the dusty little white dog, just like was sitting on the porch and went, and all these feathers flew out of his mouth. And it had been Abbott the whole time.
Oh,
like, not Frank ever. Isn't
poor
that good?
Frank. I love that story.
Crum, Texas, man. I tell you.
Well, Little River is not much different. We had a neighbor. Did you ever do FFA?
Future Fellowship.
Farmers.
Oh, no, I didn't. No.
Okay. So it was really big in my community.
I believe. It was big in our school, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did parliamentary procedure and welded.
Wow. Brag.
So gay. I'm a leader who can weld.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I know.
That's
but
really
all
good.
Types of welding. People think it's just one.
No. Can you work a sledgehammer?
Of course I can.
That's hard.
I can do sledgehammers. Mm. I can do pickaxes. Mm. I can shovel.
Love a pickaxe.
Yeah, I love it too.
I can't even lift any of them.
So there was this guy who was a little bit older. He must have been in his 20s and I was in high school. But he and his family had prized chickens in their backyard.
Oh, man.
But they kept them in like little cages, yep. You know. But he also had a bullwhip that he would practice whipping.
Crazy.
Like,
yeah. I'm addicted. What got me into that was Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
Callahan's the same, or Cavendish's. They sell those whips.
They're long.
Yeah, but they're only like $12.
Oh, wow. I know. He's a piece of shit. So $12 piece of shit. So one day we left. We had this German Shepherd husky mix, but he was a little bit bigger than Bear.
Okay.
And Rags was so sweet.
Rags.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Very
name.
Sweet dog.
Great name.
Somehow hopped over our fence and over their fence, killed.
Oh no!
All of their chickens.
Oh no!
Didn't even eat them.
Like
killed
how many?
Them for sport.
Oh no! How many chickens?
I don't know how much, but it was over $10,000.
Oh, they were prize-winning chickens.
Chickens.
Shit.
So the family was like, "We're
keep out. You're
going
good.
To sue you, or you can put your dog down." Because where I grew up. If a dog gets
eye for an eye.
Mm-hmm. But it's also if a dog If a dog gets a taste of chicken blood, it won't stop eating the chickens.
Well, it clearly didn't that day.
I know.
So it was either this dog is going to die or we can't have any more chickens.
Yeah. For them. Or for them. And it was also like, I mean, I guess that was like income for them as well.
Well, yeah.
$10,000 for a prized chicken? You just show this chicken off?
I was a dog's walker sitter for a minute in Silver Lake. The lady owned, she had her own little thing and had her own private customers, right? And there were these two daddies up in Los Feliz who were, one was a doctor, one was a lawyer, and they were always home. They had this beautiful, huge.
They would.
Big Spanish mansion. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Never saw one of them. Never met them. Anything like that. But you were always on camera. That was the one thing. And they had seven prize dachshunds, right? They owned the dogs.
The little dachshunds?
The little scrappy little.
I can't.
Who gives a shit, right? Here's the thing. They didn't show them. They're not the showers or those in that world. They're just the owners, right? So they have some stake in this for some reason, right? They fucking put their dogs out there. So, A, they're all fragile. You have to like lift their.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they all have vertebrae issues.
I know. They can't breathe.
Yeah. So what they do is they stack. There's a laundry room in this huge mansion. They have this laundry room where there's seven crates and they put each one of them in its own little crate and they stay in there all day. And then you take them out and then you let them in this little pen for like 20 minutes and then you put them back in the crate. That's it. That's their whole little
existence.
Lines. Yeah. And I asked them what their earthquake procedure was and they don't have one. I was like, who's going to save the crated dogs?
Are they breeding the crated dogs?
No. They're all related, but they're not, like, breeding.
Oh.
I just thought that was so sad.
That is a really sad existence.
But they are yappy, and they bite, and you have to reach
in. Of course they're so angry.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I was always hoping to meet the daddies, because that would be, like, a really horny porn setup.
Ooh, wow.
Not the dogs.
I'm here to get your wieners out.
Just even, like, hello, I'm locked out, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, help me.
Mm-hmm. Is mm-hmm. anybody there? Yeah. Exactly.
I know you can see me on the camera.
Pizza boy. That's, I know. Exactly. Like maybe, oops.
Boyers.
If my dog got, yeah, if my shirt got dog piss on it, I'd have to take my shirt off. And
better
then
wash it.
Better, yeah, in the sink. I know. I'll just like make a paper towel shirt out of
Are
it.
Are we
narrating
a
porn?
Yeah.
We have been since the snake started. We have since then.
Yeah, Mary Lou.
When's your birthday ever?
May 27th.
What does that mean? You're
Gemini.
Gemini? So are my parents. My mom's May 29th.
Wow.
Did you read your horoscope today?
Not today.
Okay. Do you want to know? You don't have to.
Yeah, of course I do.
Because we can do we can do you or we can do just the general one. For
let's
like,
do me.
Okay, great.
And then we'll do you.
Okay. What do you think I am?
You know, that's always really hard because obviously
I don't even know all 12 zodiacs.
I know.
That's why it's hard for me.
Everyone is like, well, you're really hardworking. You're also an artist.
Mm.
You're highly emotionally mm-hmm. intelligent.
Mm. You had me until intelligent.
You're also super sex positive.
Oh, there, see, yeah. Took a long time.
Are you a Scorpio?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, that makes sense.
Does
yeah.
It,
I don't know why I would say that. I don't know.
Is it hard to, like, was it hard to be, it's hard to, I don't know. For me coming from Texas, it was hard to be sex positive.
Oh, yeah.
It really took getting out of Texas to be like, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I was still getting it, but like, you know.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You're still getting it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Your Gemini horoscope for today only.
Wow.
Okay. So you don't even have to worry about this shit after sundown. Privacy is hard to come by in this day and age. But you still have the right to claim it.
Thank you.
Overrule any feelings of guilt and allow yourself to enjoy. Oh, that's it. To enjoy.
To enjoy what?
Oh, the indulgence of pleasure today. Naturally, it's important to have psychic and physical spaces where you feel safe to let down your guard. But it's easy to become self-conscious if you spend time worrying about how others might react to your hidden activities. Thankfully, your secret delights need only matter to you now. Author Lloyd Alexander wrote, fantasy hardly an escape from reality. It's a way of understanding it. That was free. Some unnamed person wrote that. Isn't that fascinating?
Wow.
I know. Apropos.
What's yours? Do we have time?
Oh, yeah, of course we have time. Who the hell am I? I'm an Aries, right? Okay. Mine says, you're full of bullshit and nobody likes you. That can't be right. That's not true. Aries. I like us. I like us because we're immature. We're the babies of the zodiac. That makes me happy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're the first. Okay. This is me. Do you want to read it?
Okay.
You don't have to. It's long. You can just cut it off whenever you want to. There you go. I like.
Mine was about being insane. I'm a baby.
I like being read to. No, yours was about having fun.
Having fun in secret places.
Mental secret places.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
That sounds unstable.
Oh, I thought it sounded good. Healthy. Fuck.
Stare at a wall. Go crazy.
There's so much self-diagnosis going on in this session. I
know.
Love it.
I love it. Ooh, January 5th. Mm. Edit that out. I don't know if you care for your readers.
I'm going to bleep it.
Okay. Beep. Beep. 2020. I'll read fast.
No, you're good.
Your future depends on the choices you make in the present moment. Heavy.
Oh, I can't take this already. That's the first sentence.
Heavy.
It's day. I mean, it's beep.
What a sentence. Fuck. If you fuck up today.
If I fuck up the next 2 minutes, it's over.
Resist any temptation for impulsive spending now, since you might actually be attempting to purchase an elusive feeling of satisfaction. Are you okay?
Too late.
Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, Jesus Christ, concentrate on all the activities you can pursue that give you a sense of fulfillment. Are you empty?
Duh.
Although your brilliant brain may be working overtime today. Finally a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, barely.
Don't lose sight of your long-term goals. Great. Set priorities, which you have been doing, based on what you can do rather than what you can buy. Your creativity is an unlimited source of free entertainment. Who wrote this?
Some asshole.
Jesus.
Free entertainment.
Get a fucking life.
I've already been to two stores this morning.
We find out it's a comic, we know.
Give it back. I know, right? Okay, my mom. Okay, Ever Maynard, in front of you, you will see a black binder.
Okay.
Would you please open it? And in front of you, you will see there's all kinds of art tools.
Yeah.
There's pastels. There's like all kinds of markers and things. Just for the remainder of the interview, would you please draw my portrait?
Okay.
You can use any of the materials you want. No time. You just do whatever you want. Okay.
Okay.
Great. In the time that we're going to do that, I'm going to ask you six questions. It's time to play six questions.
Okay.
Are you ready, Ever Maynard? Uh-huh. Okay. Question number one. What is a carb?
Oh gosh. A carb. See, I'm thinking about cars right now. So a carb is a carburetor.
It is. What is that?
And it's a thing that goes in a car. And I know it's in the engine part.
What does it do?
And then I think, doesn't it filter out all the bad things?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to ask any more questions. It's not one of the six questions.
Okay.
I mean, you can keep talking.
I feel like a carburetor. This is so nice.
Yeah, those are good, right?
It'll get clogged.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a lawnmower, so you have to like fix it and take the carburetor out and rinse it out, and then you have to put a little gasoline on it. And
look at you knowing what a carb is.
Well, I used to work for a lawn care company.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was your job?
Everything.
Yeah.
I mowed like with the industrial size lawnmowers that you could sit on.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
As a kid, I tried to show some initiative, and I was gonna mow the lawn before my parents got home. And I put the gas in the oil part.
Ooh.
And immediately realized my mistake, but thought I was going to blow everything up if I just went a step further. So I called Sears and pretended to be my mom and say, my son just poured the gas in the oil thing. And I don't think I tricked the guy.
He was like, who are you?
I'm Daniel. I mean, Daniel's mom.
I'm Daniel's mom.
Question number two.
Okay.
How many planets are in our solar system?
Oh, gosh. Well, Pluto's not a planet anymore, or it
is?
I'm
going to
say it is.
I count it.
12, right? Yeah.
I think they found more, but yeah.
9?
So they actually said that Pluto...
Ooh, this is not
so good. The way they measured Pluto when they came out with that, it was some form of like, we're just going to measure the infrared and this. And then they recently went back and did kind of a different measurement in what they were comparing Pluto to the other inferior rocks. And they said, had they gone with that information instead of the first... analysis, Pluto would still fit into the category of a planet.
See, I never counted Pluto out.
Isn't it? You never did? Mm-mm. Oh, counted him out.
Yeah. I always thought.
Well, 9 was a number of completion, unless you want it to be 12.
9.
Which, of course, is doable. Who is your, Ever Maynard, who is your inner designing woman?
Oh gosh, that's that TV show, right?
What is up with any no one knowing that? Did the whole world just
watch
Golden Girls?
No, I remember
Diner,
Designer Woman.
It's design.
Delta.
Is it? Do you need a reference or is it Delta?
I'm the one with a lot of sass but no confidence.
Yeah, you're Delta.
Okay.
That's me. That's mine too.
I'm going to rewatch it now.
Oh my god, don't watch it without me.
Okay.
Season 4 is where it's really at, but you know, if you ever want to
Daniel, I'm so sorry. I made you look like a clown.
I think that's you're just following what you're just doing what
you're
trying
you to see. Make you look kind.
Someone's got to. Ever Maynard, in mm-hmm. life, can things be black and white?
No.
Nothing?
Well, I mean, I guess
there is a gray area.
Well, there is a gray area between form and formless, so I suppose that things are not necessarily black and white.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word gormless?
Ooh, gormless. No. Mm-hmm. What is
word,
that?
English. I think it means lacking like structural integrity, but in regards to shape. Like
oh.
you're gormless as a like maybe floppy because you have no interior structure.
Interesting.
It's a British word. What is your...
Wow, I feel like you just asked me that question so you could say that. Show off your knowledge of like British words.
What's your favorite color?
Do you know what gormless means? What? No.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Ever?
I love the color blue.
Any blue in particular?
I love like a dark, rich blue.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
That's why I go to Malibu because the water's extra blue.
I love it.
Me too. That's why I saw Kevin Bacon there once. I know.
How were his eyes?
Great. And his voice just rings like a bell.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's sitting right next to you.
Shrill?
No. His wife was shrill as fuck. She wanted to go inside because she's cold. Sorry. We're not Kira Cedric fans here at the Dana Webb House. Final question. Who are you voting for in 2020?
Ooh, whatever Democratic Party.
Cool.
Or whatever.
Do you know what the number one write-in is?
Is it Bernie?
No.
Is it fuck Trump?
No.
Was it Hillary?
It's Willie Nelson.
No.
Like Willie Nelson and Mickey Mouse are like hands down the two like number one write-ins.
You know what was really kind of upsetting and perturbing? Rose McGowan tweeted that she votes Republican. Or she's registered Republican.
Like, I believe that for some reason. I don't know. You remember Kennedy on MTV, who is now a Fox TV correspondent?
Oh.
Her big thing back then was that she was a Republican. She had a big elephant tattoo in the 90s. Like, it was hip for her to be like, I'm different. I'm a Republican.
It was just interesting. It's like, okay, Rose, I guess. I mean, everybody's entitled
you make
to
that
them.
Money. Yeah, you want
to protect the money.
All these
it was like,
people.
I don't trust Democrats and I don't like Republicans.
Well, I'm like, what fucking Republican has represented a woman in the last 2,000 years? That's right, 2,000 years.
2,000.
Okay, Ever. Time's up on the portrait.
Time's up, Rose McGowan.
I didn't mean to steer too political on this. Lovely. I can't. Oh, that's beautiful. You can't. I did want you to sign it. I love that you instinctively knew to sign it. That's so great. I love it. Okay. On the table, there is a gift. I got it for you. I'd love for you to open it.
Carne carryouts, beef flavor.
Those are for bears, silly.
Oh, happy Halloween.
But he does like carrots if you want something that y'all can share. It's from me to you.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
I did get to open up or mow while I was home.
No.
I know. I loved it. Just the feeling of having a yard.
Listen, mowing is relaxing. I do like it.
Oh, wow. It's something furry.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yay.
What is this, a squirrel?
I don't know. I've never seen a gray squirrel.
Well, I'll put it in my
anywhere.
Car.
You can give it to someone else if you want to.
Ooh.
Oh, well, this was fun.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you came over. So you had a good time?
I had a great time.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Let's sing a song really quick. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Let's sing a song. Do you sing?
No.
You don't? Do you play music?
Not really. I sort of learned guitar, but no. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I took musical improv in my 20s, but a bit rusty.
Okay.
Rusty.
Well, we're just going to sing a little song.
Okay.
Because I'm happy that you came over.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for being a friend.
Thank you for having me.
Ever, thanks for being my friend. See, that was easy.
Yeah, it was nice. I'll give you a nice little
thanks, Ever. Ever Maynard, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Our friend today was Ever Maynard. You can follow Ever on Instagram or Twitter at Ever Maynard. That's M-A-I-N-A-R-D. I'm your host, Daniel Webb. You can follow me on Instagram at Toyota Lopez. And for everything else, you can look me up at thedanielwebb.com. Please follow this show at YourTMF to see all of the fun portraits that people make of me, your host. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time on Your 30-Minute Friend!